Now, tonight, if we believe everything we're reading in the papers and on the social networking sites, the country's going to come to a standstill around about 6 o'clock. The city in particular. I want to speak to Johnny Harvey, who certainly understands these things and has been with the Ulster People's Voice and is now, of course, with the PUP, as in from yesterday. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
First of all, remind us, and we've heard you speak about this before, but just remind us why you've made the decision to join the PUP.
Basically, I think it's important, Frank, that there has been obviously a disconnection between politics at grassroots level and obviously politics at Stormont. I think it's important that we get the right people in the right parties and make our voice heard through those channels.
So you've decided to go the political way as opposed to just concentrating on civil disobedience, civil unrest?
Yes.
And has it been a mistake for you up to this point?
No, absolutely not. I think, you know, the right to peaceful protest is something that's essential in a democracy. We as a party, you know, we obviously support that, and the PUP have obviously been behind supporting that, you know, and will not leave people behind. They need to have their voice heard as well, and we need to represent that.
In some areas, peaceful protest has been adhered to. In other areas, it's been anything but peaceful. Now that you're in the PUP, can you liaise in some way with the UVF to get the violence turned off?
That's the thing, Frank. I mean, that's an issue for the party executive, and I think the party leader's been very clear on that issue. And, you know, we would like everything to be peaceful, and we're working hard in the background to make sure that that happens.
So what are you doing today to ensure that there isn't mayhem tonight?
I think that's something that actually, you know, we've been working hard along with, you know, other community workers and other community reps to ensure that whenever there is a protest that it is done peacefully and to make sure that the crowd disperses at the end and, you know, there is no engagement with police. And there's also been, you know, good dialogue with the police as well to ensure that these things are policed fairly.
The dialogue with the police, as you say, is vital, but I'm just looking here at the list of the known protests for this evening. Now, there are people who, of course, for example, want to go to the rugby tonight. There are people who want to visit loved ones in their, say, the local hospital tonight. They want to go to social events. It's a Friday night. They want to go out. And probably most importantly of all, there are hard-working people who are trying to get home for their dinner, and yet again, they're going to be stopped. They're getting sick of it, Johnny.
Well, that's the thing. That's the, you know, the crucial point there is that we need political action, and we need political action, you know, quickly, and good engagement and results at the end of it.
Aye, but I'm looking at the map here in front of me. It's like a blooming weather map up on the screen. And with East Belfast, Albert Bridge Road, Bloomfield Road, Knockdule Carriageway, Castleway, Bearsbridge Road, Clonduff Estate, Crumlin Road, North Belfast, Crumlin Road, Hesketh Road, Whitewell Road. We have Malone Road, Sandy Row. I'm leaving places out and trying to get them shoehorned in. We have Brown Square, Shankill, Broadway Roundabout, in Antrim, Top of the Town Roundabout, Ballyclare, the Square Ballymoney, Town Hall at Carrickfergus, Robs Road, Dundonald, Seymour Hill, Dunmurray, and on it goes. Balnahinch, Largie Road, Pavilion in Bangor, Abbey Street, I think Abbey Street's in Bangor, Largie Road, Pavilion's in Balnahinch, Grey Abbey, Kilkeel, Coleraine, Old Bridge, Garva, Maharafelt, New Buildings, Portadown. You're going to bring Northern Ireland to a standstill tonight after we've had the Ulster Unionist Forum yesterday suggesting that things were going in the right direction.
Well, you're saying that I'm going to bring the country to a standstill. I'd like to point out, of course, that it's not me and it's not the PUP who are organising protests. That, you know, that is something that will always belong to the people, and people will decide whenever they, you know, are comfortable to finish protest. And what?
Yeah, but Johnny, it was you and the genie that you had in the bottle that started it all.
Well, I would actually discount that. You know, at the end of the day, the DUP and UUP were happy to put out a number of leaflets which stoked up the tension in the first place. The group that I was involved in organised one protest, and since that we've been working hard in the background trying to engage with the politicians to put our views across in the political arena.
Well, the DUP and the Ulster Unionist Party have been absolutely clear. Mike Nesbitt, this programme yesterday, said the point has been now been too well made. There is too great an awareness of the flag issue at the City Hall. It's now a disservice to unionism, the protests. Tonight is going to be the biggest protest of all. Would you be saying to people, please don't protest tonight? Let the normal citizens of Northern Ireland go about their legal and lawful duty and get to where they need to go on a Friday night after a hard week's work.
I think, like we've always said, you know, people have the right to peaceful protest. This is why we're saying we need to engage politically. This is why we're saying we need to engage with the protesters. And we need to make sure that this issue is brought into the political arena and there is action taken. That is the only way that we believe that we'll be able to, you know, bring those people back in. And it's a hard task. You know, it is a challenge, but we need to take that challenge on and meet it head on.
But can you not see the point has been made? The people who may be interested in voting for you in the future, the people that you're trying to attract to the political process, they're fed up to the teeth with this.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, there's so many views on protesting, whether we should, whether we shouldn't. You know, it's a really divisive subject, and I think the depth of feeling on both sides of the fence is absolutely evident, and that is why, you know, I'm saying personally I need to go into a political party because we need those to be represented at a political level. You know, that is the only way we're going to be able to sort this out, and we need to engage.
Yeah, where are you in relation to the Ulster People's Forum? There's that many groups, you could lose track of them at the minute.
The Ulster People's Forum is obviously being set up. I think they're trying to set up in a number of different areas and organise themselves so they can get a broad consensus of opinion and work out how they're actually going to represent that. You know, apart from that, there's not really too much I would know about that.
Yeah, but are you supportive of them? Are you critical of them? Are you analytical of them?
I think we shouldn't be overcritical of anybody at the minute. I think what we need is to hear the voices that are out there. And like I say, that's the challenge that's ahead for all of the political parties is how do we actually take the evidence from these people? How do we actually take the voice that they're putting across, and how do we turn that into some sort of action that will bring the protests off the street?
Nationalist politicians saying, of course, that the unionists all talking to each other, that's a negative in itself. Do you think the unionists and the nationalists should all be trying to beat this out around the table, or are you not prepared to consider that?
I think at the end of the day, the unionist forum is there for a purpose, and that purpose is to make sure that our communities are comfortable, they're buoyant, and that they have their own space. And that they're comfortable within themselves. You know, there needs to be a confidence restored back within the unionist community as a whole. I think that's something that needs to be addressed.
Are you still with the Ulster Protestant Voice?
I'm still a member of the group. You know, a lot of people are a member of the group from various different political parties, you know, but apart from that, you know, I'm now resigned from the committee.
Is it difficult to walk both tightropes, or is it handy enough?
We can call it walking a tightrope. You know, the UPV are a political lobby group. You know, they are a peaceful group, and they are, you know, eminently sensible in that they're trying to bring people together so that people don't feel like they've lost their voice, and so that there is a way to communicate somehow with the political process.
And you don't feel any guilt or responsibility when you see the city burning?
I think none of us like to see that. You know, I personally have engaged as much as possible with politicians, with community leaders. I've attended meetings to ensure that we carry out the protest in the right way, and that at the end of it, people disperse and that there is no violence. You know, that is all we can do. You know, that's our moral obligation to be responsible when we do these things. And I have taken that very, very seriously.
Okay, Johnny Harvey, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That's Johnny Harvey, now from the PUP.